Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. Are we so very happy these days because the sun is shining and it is spring? Well, that's pretty much what we're going to talk about today on At Home with Victoria. My wonderful co-host, Simone Percival, will be joining us, and she's going to talk about her favorite craft picks, as well as Simone, a couple of months back, went to that really big super craft show that was out in Los Angeles in Anaheim. And Simone's going to talk to us about that. So I think that she is on the line. So let's go ahead and see if we can get her on here. And I did forget to say you are listening to At Home with Victoria. So for those of you that are joining us, thank you so much for being here. Miss Simone, are you there?
Absolutely. How are you?
Oh, my goodness. You have not been on the air for quite some time, love.
I know. It's been a couple months.
We've missed you.
Yes. It's been a while. It has been a while. Since, what, January?
Yeah, well, because a couple of shows we had to cancel because of remember, the snow was just too crazy.
Yeah.
Then I got sick, so anyway, but you're back.
I am. I'm ready.
And you've got some good stuff for us.
Yes, went to the CHA show out in Anaheim, California, and just had a fabulous time. I went with the team at Clear and Simple Stamps, and like I said, we had a good time. It was a lot of work, but a lot of fun, a lot of fun. Got to meet a lot of people, a lot of scrapbooking people, and just customers in general. And everyone had a really, really good time. So
now, because although I know you were kind of out there in your world focusing on, you know, what you guys were out there focusing on, tell us a little bit about sort of the lay of the land. So when you're there, you know, so do you not only have scrapbooking, you've got, you know, all things sort of under the sun when it comes to crafts?
Yes. Basically, there's two shows. The first show is called the Consumer Craft Show, and that's open to the public.
Mm-hmm.
So anyone can come in and kind of look around and purchase some of the new things that are out, from paper to scrapbooking items to rubber stamping, embellishment, sewing, you name it. Anything that's creative, it's there. So it's just not for just rubber stampers and scrapbooking.
Right.
It's for anyone that's interested in knitting or fashion, sewing, you name it, it's there. Even
it's there.
Fine art. So it was a lot of fun. So that's the first 2 days of the show was the consumer show. And then the next couple of days was focused on your buyers and the retail market. So basically you had people that have their own stores that come in and look at all the new crafts for their stores. So that show was huge. I mean, I would say about 3 or 4 football fields.
Wow. You have to have some very good walking shoes to be there.
Yes, I was dead. Let me tell you, I was completely dead.
I do remember your status reports from Facebook that you were sending while you were out there, and basically it just seemed like they were sort of, okay, I'm up, I'm kind of trying to get something to eat, I'm drinking coffee or drinking some water, and I'm headed back out, goodbye. That's sort of what it was like.
It was. It was a nonstop from, you know, setting up your booth, which takes a lot of time. Because you want that to be perfect and you want people to, you know, come into your booth. So it has to be really pretty and really eye-catching. So that was hard to do. And then actually being able to walk the show and to see other vendors, I mean, it takes at least 2 to 3 days to get through everything.
To get through, yeah.
Yeah, so there's a lot of things out there. And I'm going to briefly go over some of my picks because really I could go on for hours. It was just so much stuff. I liked it all. One of the things I really liked was Prima. They did a fabulous job this time. All brand new flowers, and it also brought in some trends. And right now we're seeing a lot of canvas. So she came out with canvas bags, some canvas embellishments that you can go back and stamp on, and also add her flowers on. So very creative, and she's very, very generous. She did sponsor Clear and Simple Stamps, so she did send us over a bunch of flowers. So thank you, Prima. Thank you, Pom, for helping us out there. We really appreciate that. And then So right now, over at cherryontop.com, they have buy three, get one free. So if you're looking to add some flowers to your craft list, definitely stop
That's
over
a
there.
That's a good place to go.
Really, really good deal right now.
And so let me just mention to our listeners or for folks that are just joining us, and if you're new, I always put all of Simone's picks there on our website. So if you don't have time to kind of write them down, they'll be there for a couple of weeks. So you can always go back there and just take a look at what she's speaking of right now. Go ahead, Simone.
Okay. So if you get a chance, go on over to cherryontop.com and pick up some Prima flowers. They are beautiful. There's so many to choose from. So I won't even start my list on that one, but definitely a nice collection of flowers. Then I went to My Mind's Eye. They had some really cute make and takes that the designers were showing you how to make paper flowers, and mm-hmm. you can actually take these paper flowers and make them into a hair barrette and put them on your hair. So
are you
that
serious?
Was pretty, yeah, I thought it was pretty cool. They were
now,
actually,
are there any examples of that for us to see on that website if we go there? You know?
Probably, yes.
Yeah, I would imagine so. Okay, I have to check that out.
Very, very cute. Very easy to do. And it was
just doesn't
paper.
Sound like it, but
I promise it's just a punch.
Okay.
And you're basically bending those flowers and adding a little glue dot, and then you're on your way. So
you're
it
done.
Was it was really, really a lot of fun and beautiful paper. Two of the collections that I liked, one was called Lush, and mm-hmm. one is called Quite Contrary. And if you are shopping online, you can pick that up at happyandscrapping.com. But also, you know, check in your local scrapbook stores. I'm pretty sure they have that collection going because it was just beautiful.
I just kind of feel like, too, and I can't jog my memory right now, but it was a show that I think we did maybe 3 or 4 months ago where it was something similar to what you're talking about with this, how you can transform this and then use it as a barrette in your hair. But I just thought about that. It seems like a lot of things lately, or at least that's on the market right now when it comes to that, it, you know, although you use it as craft, it's also seemed to be serving just as sort of a practical use, you know, for one's accessories as well. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I think that, you know, it ties back into fashion, my favorite
mm-hmm.
thing. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, so we're definitely seeing a crossover in that market right now. And like I said, that's going back even into your trends of your canvas, and we're seeing a lot more, let's see, fabrics and
mm-hmm.
that's tied into your scrapbooking. So definitely
awesome.
it's a big trend. Another one I saw was Anna Griffin, and I was not a big Anna Griffin fan. I know she does a lot of florals and flowers
mm-hmm.
and more wedding type of things. I really wasn't a fan of hers, but this collection that she came out with this time was just fabulous. I think
mm-hmm.
it was one of the strongest collections in paper that I've seen in a long time. So if you want to take a look at that, that's over at scrapbook.com. They have the whole collection. You can also get it separate sheets, or you can get it in a pad that has all the paper collections in it. So perfect for, I don't know, girly stuff. She has
mm-hmm.
some really pretty blues in there for if you're doing some guy cards or some guy layouts.
Mm-hmm. I always think, too, with flowers, and here's my take on flowers. I'm not, like, a big flower person.
Right.
But every time spring rolls around when we're kind of off the heels of winter, when I see flowers, I go crazy just
oh,
because
yeah.
I'm so happy that I'm just so happy that it's warm outside. And,
right.
you know, you're walking around in your neighborhoods and at your local stores and stuff, and you see the flowers there. So it's, for me, for that really quick second in my life, I get really, really happy to see flowers. And then I'm kind of like, oh, okay. But but I have to tell you, flowers, when it comes to crafting, sometimes can really intimidate me because I don't always know what to do with it until I was reading something somewhere and they were talking about just to layer it and just
right.
put a solid background on it, you know, to kind of work with it. Because I always just get so confused when it comes to flowers because I feel like it's just too much and it's overwhelming and I just don't know what to do with it.
Yeah, I mean, I think it can be. I think if you keep it simple, keep your background simple, and kind of
mm-hmm.
tie your colors in, I think flowers can really punch up a card and make it look really rich. So I do like to use those on my cards. Not the super big ones, but kind of the tiny ones. Just has a little bit of color.
I got
bit of punch.
You.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So don't be intimidated by that.
Okay, Simone.
Another one of my picks was Maya Rhodes. Her embellishments were great. We're seeing, like, again, a lot of sewing, a lot of the canvas and antiquing, and even baking. We're seeing a lot of baking things. And so she has some really, some really cute embellishments that are geared towards sewing, like a sewing machine, the needles and things like that. I think coat hangers was something that she had, dress forms. So we're seeing a lot of that in her embellishments. And I picked a few of those up at SimonSaysStamps.com.
Okay.
Nice website, and they carry a lot of things. So
that's
really,
my first time ever hearing of them, so I'll have to check them out.
And yep, it's Simon Says Stamps. Very neat name. I think they're out of Ohio.
Okay.
So great little place to stop and kind of look around. But Maya Rhodes, really nice embellishment. And then I had Clear and Simple Stamps.
I wish I had some music for a drum roll for this, because I know what you're about to talk about, and they made history. That's exciting.
Very exciting. Clear and Simple Stamps, they are the first app for paper crafters that on the iPhone and the iPod Touch. So
how's that working out for them?
I haven't really talked to Nikki, but I think they're doing really, really well with it. I think a few days ago, over the weekend. And like I said, it's fabulous. I mean, I have my my app is up today, so that's very exciting. So
I'll have to check it out.
You have to check it out. But, yes, so what she does is a craft or a card a day, and right now she's looking for more designers. So if you guys are out there and you want to present some designs to her, please do so at clearandsimplestamps.com. All the paperwork and everything is on her website that you have to fill out and get it back to her and send in your cards and your projects.
And I do want to mention one point, though, that we had Nikki and her mom. They were on the show and got really a lot of good response from that. So I do want to thank them once again for coming on the show. They kind of went through their website, really explained in detail sort of who they are, their niche, and what, you know, what you can come to expect from them on their website. So if you are interested in them, you can still access their show through At Home with Victoria because it's still on that page. So, you know, if you're not busy and just kind of want to listen to something fun around the house, that's a good show to listen to because they really did do a good job, and I certainly enjoyed having them on as well.
Yes, they are fabulous ladies. They truly are. Had a lot of fun with them, lots of laughs. We had a good time out there in California. So check out their app on the iPhone if you have one. I think it's around $4.99 to download it, and then you'll have it forever. I guess that's how it works. I don't have an iPhone.
Yeah.
But
pretty much that. Yeah, that's how it is. Yeah. So once they actually download it and go through that process, then they have it forever. Simone, I do want to interrupt you for a quick second.
Mm-hmm.
Your little friend Abby is sitting next to me.
Hello, Abby.
And Abby is snoring like crazy. For those of you that don't know who Abby is my dog, and she's a yellow lab. And her life basically consists of playing with her ball, sleeping, and eating. So if you hear some snoring in the background, because she snores like a real person, I just want to let everybody know that that's Abby. Okay,
aww.
You can continue now.
Abby is very, very sweet. So just want to throw that in. She is a sweetie pie. The next thing I have is the cake cricket. Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
That was just like crazy.
You like.
Crazy. I did like. It is just like the regular paper cricket, except you put fondue in it. So it actually cuts fondue for...
Wait.
Yes,
go back and explain that. You fondue?
Fondue. So it's really for your baker or your cake maker.
Mm-hmm.
And what it is, it's a machine. It looks very similar to the regular cricket. And what you do, you lay out or you roll out your fondue, and it cut shapes, any shapes you can imagine. It was fabulous. Just,
wow.
I was blown away. I think everyone was blown away. So
now, was this something that you saw when you were out in California?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
I haven't even heard of this thing.
I know. It's brand new. I don't know if it's out yet. I know a lot of websites are taking pre-orders right now.
Mm-hmm.
I went to crazyscraps.com, and they had it for pretty cheap.
Mm-hmm.
It's running about $500 mm-hmm. regular retail, but I think they have it for maybe $350 if you do pre-order. But it's for that.
How in the world do you
figure.
Find this stuff? I guess that's why you're the expert. How do you find this stuff, Simone?
Well, they actually show this at CHA. So this is something brand new. And so everyone at CHA had these big cupcakes walking around like, wow, what is going on here? And everyone had these big, huge baking hats on. I'm like, you know, what is going on? Let me walk over there and see what's
going on.
Yeah. And it was there, and I was just amazed. I was truly amazed at what these people cut out with the fondue. I mean, it was just fabulous.
Of course, when the show is over, I'm going to have to go on this website so I can see it because, like, you know, I understand what you're saying, but I feel like it's difficult for me to wrap my brain around trying to see this image in my head, so I'm looking forward to seeing this.
Yes, it's, like I said, it was probably, like, the most innovative thing I've seen in a long time,
mm-hmm.
and I like that it tied over into baking if you're a baker.
A baker, yeah.
I don't really bake that often, but... you know, this is something that you can really kind of like personalize. So
mm-hmm.
you can do your own cakes. You can do cupcakes. Anything that you can put fondue on, I guess you can.
You can do it.
You can do it.
Right. You can do it.
It was really neat. So I think everybody fell in love with that. But it is a little bit expensive. So if you're not that, you know, dedicated baker.
To it, yeah.
Yeah,
right.
Probably,
but
not.
You and I both know. Remember, we sort of did our picks one time, and we had some technology stuff in there, and we were talking about how when something, of course, first comes out on the market, it's always a little bit expensive. But then, as the months go by, it always comes down in price. Then you know, there's always another company that wants to compete with a different version that's going to be cheaper than the original one. So eventually, I'm pretty sure that price will go down. So
yeah. So hold on. But if you have to be that person that has to have the latest and greatest, then
mm-hmm.
Check out crazyscraps.com. And like I said, I think they have it for around $350. It's a pre-order. I'm not really sure when they are shipping those out. I'm thinking probably next few months. So, but don't quote me on that because I'm really not sure about that. Another thing that I didn't have down but was really nice was Kaiser Craft. Their paper was really, really pretty. They came out with maybe 6 or 7 new lines of
mm-hmm.
paper. So try that out at your local scrapbook store. Again, that's called Kaiser Craft, and I'm pretty sure their website is kaisercraft.com.
Okay.
But they have some really, really pretty paper. My Little Shoebox, most people know who they are. They had a lot of fun paper. I know the store down in Reston, Virginia, Angela's Happy Stamper, she has that paper line in. So if you're in that area.
Is she on Facebook, by the way, if anybody wants to join?
Yes, she is on Facebook. So,
okay, good.
It's a Angela's Happy Stamper. She's out of Reston, Virginia. Great little store. She's always packed with some of the latest and greatest. I was really amazed at some of her paper selections because she had all the new lines. Before I could
already.
Even get down there and tell her that, hey, Angela,
right.
you may want to try these.
Right.
She already
has
them.
You didn't have to tell her. She already had them. Now, are you still teaching classes there this time around?
I am. I have one coming up, and that's going to be on April the 11th, and that's from 1:30 to 3:30. And the name of that class is Whiff of Spring. So if you are a fan of the Copic markers and Whiff of Joy stamps, I will be teaching that class again on April the 11th, and you can go to ahappystamper.com to sign up for that class.
And you know what I was thinking, too, when you said that, whenever you send the pics, you should just probably keep that website up there anyway. You know, because you're always, that's kind of one of your bases, and you always are teaching classes and stuff there. Well, of course, I was a very, very bad host, and I normally would have some picks, but I was sick, and I didn't come up with anything. But I did read Simone.
Okay.
I did take a look at Better Homes and Gardens, and they have their sort of, you know, spring home thing. And there was one point that interests me. They have this sort of calendar when you open up and flip through the pages, and it's called Me Time, where, you know, women and girlfriends get together to kind of socialize and create bonds and just sort of do stuff together. And one thing that I thought was really cute that they came up with is called home shopping, and it says the host your own what not to wear. Invite friends to help make new outfits from your closet and keep the best, and then donate the rest. And I thought that was a really good idea. Like, I could totally see myself having a few girlfriends over and just kind of having some hors d'oeuvres and bringing all of your clothes out and kind of do a fashion show and say, do you like, do you not, what, blah, blah, blah. I just thought that was a cool idea.
That is a very cool idea. And then you can probably switch some clothes around.
Yeah.
And make up new outfits.
Exactly. Well, you know, with you and I don't know about that because, you know, we've been on this. If you follow Simone and I on Facebook, we've been on this thing now where we're all into fitness and health. And you've been doing the Zumba classes. How's that going?
It's killing me, but I'm having a good time. It's a lot of fun. I'm taking it up at Lynn Bricks in Owings Mills. And actually, the owner, Lynn, she teaches the class on Tuesday nights at 5 o'clock. And she is killer.
Is she?
Yes. Oh, she has a perfect body, but this lady can move. And this is all Latin dancing. So
right. I tried that at my local fitness center one time. I happened to walk by, and it looked like it was a lot of fun, and I like dancing. So I thought, oh, you know, I'm going to try that one day. And I want to say that was probably about 7 months ago, and I haven't been back to that class since because I realized, I'm like, I think I like, you know, Pilates and just slower paced stuff. Because I kid you not, like the first 5 minutes, I was sweating as if I had been working out for an hour already.
Yes.
That class is crazy.
It is a crazy class, but it is a lot of fun. So.
Yeah, sure, Simone. anyway, but Simone is really on this Zumba thing that we're talking about. So what was the other thing? And then I had one more that I saw in the magazine that I really thought was cool. And anybody that knows me knows that I love giving and I love helping people. So they had this little thing where they call Give Back, and it says that you should align your interests with helping others. Like if you love to read books, then read to kids at a nearby school. Or speaking of baking and cooking, as you talked about, Simone, if you like cooking or baking, maybe you should, you know, just bake some cookies or something and go by your local fire or police department and just kind of drop them off and say, hey, you know, I just wanted to do something nice. So I just thought that those two were really good ideas. And then, of course, the last one that they talk about is just to treat yourself, you know, instead of, you know, maybe getting some chocolate or something, take a nice hot bath or something. But that their whole theme for that this month in Better Homes and Gardens is called the Month of Me Time. But I really love that idea of hosting your own what not to wear and invite your girlfriends over. That sounds fun.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said,
yeah.
You can maybe find a new outfit with your friends or get rid of some things that you don't really wear anymore, you know? And
right.
Maybe you can even donate those.
Right. And that was a part of what this little snippet said. It says, you know, invite friends to help make new outfits from your closet. And it says, keep the best and then just donate the rest.
Perfect.
Yeah. So they were definitely saying that. As well. Actually, I have a question. There is a woman that emailed me, and I do not have her name here. I wrote it down on my piece of paper, Simone, and there's a question for you. She wanted me to ask you, I don't know if you remember, it was that same show where we were talking about technology and I did my picks and you did yours, and we were talking about getting a backup drive. So this woman emailed me, it said, ask Simone, did she ever get her backup drive? So we've got 5 minutes left on the show, so you're on the spot. Did you ever get it?
I have the backup drive. It's through the computer, and I don't know the name of it, but it was something that I could download, and I actually did backup my most of my computer, and then it was some things that didn't get backed up, so I did buy some of those little things that you plug into your computer and you can back up some things.
Mm-hmm.
So I do have two of those, too. So I am backed up because I was very scared.
I thought that was funny that I got an email, and it's been very funny to me because I've been sitting on this information for about a couple of weeks. It's about 3 weeks since she emailed me. And I've been wanting to tell you so bad, and I said, no, I'm just going to wait until the show to tell her that she got an email asking about her backup. I thought that was really cute.
Yes, so make sure that you back up your things. It's very important. You don't want to lose any of your artwork, especially, and I have most of all my stuff on there because I take a lot of pictures of my cards or whatnot.
And ladies, I can tell you right now, I have seen this woman's stash and her stuff, and she's got a lot of stuff. I mean, like, way a lot of stuff. I'm not gonna go any further and tell your secrets of bringing 2 and 3 suitcases to certain places. But anyway, so listen, guys, we've got 3 minutes left on the show. Simone's gonna hang on with me. I want to talk about a couple of upcoming shows that we have. Gosh, there's actually so many. So we're working on a series of makeup shows for spring. Carol Stover, a good friend of mine, she's a makeup artist. She's going to be joining us and doing some video demonstrations. Another show that we are working on that's actually already booked, I don't know if you've ever heard of Carolyn Strauss. Carolyn has a clothing line for HSN, Home Shopping Network, and she also is a motivational speaker. And, you know, just an all-around positive woman that tries to promote women's health and fitness and all of that good stuff. So Carolyn's going to be on, I want to say, next week because she's got a 12th anniversary coming up on HSN. So we're doing a show 2 days before she makes her HSN appearance. So I'm happy Miss Carolyn Strauss is going to be joining us. And then we were able to book former Hall of Famer football star Darryl Green, his wife Jewel. The two of them are doing this great, great function and fundraising event at the Ritz-Carlton in Tyson's Corner, Virginia.
Wow.
And it's called, I believe it's called Posh in the Park or Posh Party. But whatever it is, it's basically an evening of fun and fashion. And what they're doing is they're donating all of the money to victims of Haiti. So that's going to be a really nice, fun evening. So, Simone, if you're not busy, I'll have to send you the information because I definitely want to try to make that. So you'll have to go down there with me.
Absolutely.
Sounds like a lot of fun. So those are just a couple of things that we've got going on. Plus, we're going to get some shows in there about fitness and health and have a few women that are going to come on and give us some information, especially geared towards women over 35 as we make the journey and try to exercise and just stay healthy and get some of that weight off of them. But
perfect.
Any event, the show is over. That was fast. We only did 30 minutes today, but I want to thank all of you who took the time out to listen to us on At Home with Victoria. And as always, Miss Simone, thank you. So, Simone, we're going to hear from you a lot more now that the weather is back to normal, I'm assuming.
Yes, I will be back next month, hopefully.
All right. Well, okay. You'll have to tell me what you want to talk about, and we'll make it happen.
Okay, sounds great. Thank you, Victoria.
All right, love. Thank you so much for joining us. And, again, for those of you that are out there joining us again, thank you so much for joining us on At Home with Victoria. We will see you again next week. Have a good one, everyone.